Hi everyone, it's Ricardo Vargas here, and this is the 5 Minutes Podcast. Today, I like to talk about remote project management, and I want to share my experience on that. I work remotely for many, many years, much earlier than COVID and the people working from home. I work for many, many years at home, traveling in hotel rooms, carrying my bag everywhere that connects me to the client, to the team. And I have, for example, I have people working with me in Denmark, in Brazil, in other parts of Portugal. So it's a very different and spread out environment. So how do I make things happen? And I want to share with you 5 quick tips that helped me to manage more effectively this type of project. The first one is to leverage digital tools and platforms. You know, look, you need to use at the extreme professional level the digital tools, and they are good. So you can use Asana, Trello, Monday to organize tasks, to track progress, to improve communications. You can use Slack or Microsoft Teams to enhance real-time communication. Even if it's a smaller project, you can use even WhatsApp in a more non-structured way. But with Microsoft Teams and Slack, you can keep track, you can share documents, and you can have all that dialogue and all, I would say, all that repository of information available to you. And of course, storage solutions like cloud storage, like Google Drive, like Dropbox, to make sure that everybody has access to the information. And of course, this one is obvious, right? It's obvious because you cannot work remotely if you have decentralized and standalone processes. You need to have everything very streamlined among the team members. The second one is all about communication. Remember, people are in different places. People may be in a hotel room, people may be at home. You need to have clear communication channels and protocols. You need to create a protocol, okay? How do we meet? What will be the style? How we talk to each other? What will be our conference, I would say, policy or our process to do conference calls? And for example, let me give you just a very simple example I do. Many times when I'm working in more large projects, I establish a time of the day, a few days in a week, that I have an office hours. I just go on Zoom, open my personal meeting room, and anyone from the team, they don't need to schedule anything. They just jump in and talk. So I'm there. So what I do, I turn on, I start a meeting with nobody. And if nobody needs to talk to me, I'm working. But I have my mic and my video open during that 1 hour. Anyone to talk about anything. So this is, for example, one protocol that is very informal and makes myself available for other people to discuss topics on the project, for example, or even personal requests or personal comments. The third one, it's this only works if you define goals, roles, and expectations. Remember, when people are working remotely, time becomes irrelevant. For example, I don't care if you are working from 8 to 5 or from 9 to 6 or in the morning or if you decided to finish the job a little bit late. It's not the problem. The problem is the goal and the deliverable. We need to understand and give to the team members the sense of autonomy and responsibility to deliver. So do not micromanage. Do not micromanage then say, oh, he or she is working 6 hours instead of 7 or 5 instead of 6. This, when you are working remotely, is just irrelevant. Okay. Number 4, foster collaboration and team building. It's not easy at all to build a team remotely because people don't know each other and people feel isolated and they tend to be isolated. So you need to create ways to collaborate. And for example, on the work side, you can collaborate using Miro, using Mural. Another day, for example, I used Mural, combined it with ChatGPT to do a risk management brainstorming with the team. And it was amazing because we used Post-it tools, discussion, and at the same time, GPT brought this turbo analysis or this turbo creativity for us. So this is an example of collaboration. But on the other side, it's important also that you build a team, that you give the opportunity for people to socialize, to build networks. And this, honestly speaking, this is a tricky part. It's not easy at all. I did many times happy hours, virtual happy hours, virtual games, and virtual interaction. It's okay, but this is something that we still struggle to build, the sense of team that you build when people are working face to face. And this is a challenge. Probably soon, maybe tools can come, or maybe someone will come up with great ideas. But today, for me, this is one of the biggest challenges, is to create this bond and this friendship among people, even working 5,000 miles away from each other and working remotely. And last but not least, stay flexible. Stay flexible. You need to understand when people are away, you cannot control them. You cannot control them the way you think. For example, all of our society was built in this chain of command and control, where the boss see the employee. The boss see, oh, it's out, oh, it's sick, oh, it didn't come, it arrived late. When you are working remotely, this is just irrelevant. Go back to my third topic. If there is a clear goal, let people be more flexible, because otherwise you will become so paranoid and then people will not produce. You need to leave the flexibility for people to decide on how they will deliver. And of course, all the benefits, all the bonus, all the awards must be done based on the goals and the deliverables that each team member is producing. So think about that. Think about these five topics, because for me, this is one of the biggest trends. You know, I think the new generation, we work far more remotely than in person. This is my feeling. I think that we will never have this concept of being present and working every single day at the same place with the same people, because this will just not exist, at least in my perception. So share with me your comments. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next week with another 5 Minutes Podcast.